collection over. And we have a instruction manual here on how to remove that bumper sticker from your car.
Give me some advice.
Losing candidate.
Because I still have Microsoft Zune Forever on the back of my vehicle. I'd like to get that gone.
Well, you got to wash it, and then it seems like you need to enlist the help of a hairdryer on hot. A few inches away, it'll soften up the glue. Then you take some sort of like a plastic kind of credit card, and you gently commence scraping it off, and you can repeat the hairdryer if necessary, and get that bad boy off of there, because I don't think people will take them off, though. I mean, why would they if they're...
What's the oldest candidate sticker you've ever seen on a car still? Like, I still feel like I saw, what was it? Not Bush Cheney, it was earlier than Bush and Cheney. Who was Clinton's possible VP first time around when she was running against Obama? She had, like, started to pick a VP. Oh, what the hell was it?
That. Hillary Clinton, you mean?
Clinton, yeah, when Clinton and Obama were fighting to see who was going to get the Democratic nomination.
Oh, I don't know.
I can't recall either. I don't know what the hell I did on Sunday. People checking in. I still can't bring myself to take the Feel the Burn magnet off of my car.
See, I don't think they're coming off. If you supported one guy and you love him, I think you're going to leave it on there. But yeah, now that the election is over, do the signs come down? Should the signs come down? Should the stickers be peeled off cars?
Get some goo going. Take it off of there. It leaves a little bit of a residue, but it dries off after a bit. And I know that right now in my neighborhood, there is a civil war going on between two neighbors that I drive through on the way home. To the left, the beast from the east, Trump, Pence, big ass sign about the size of that window. On the right, the best from the west, you got yourself a picture of Clinton, Kane, and they're facing each other. And
right.
I swear to God, the dude with the Trump sign has added signs to it. I feel like since the election, there's other smaller little signs popping up, and the one in the Clinton yard is like moving closer to the edge of the road, and it's just sort of this unspoken battle between the two. Like, they're both just standing on their ground. You take your sign down. No, you take your sign down. I'll move my sign closer to yours. He ain't my president. Yes, he is.
Texter says, got a Trump sign up in my yard. As long as it doesn't get stolen again, I'll keep it up until the inauguration and then take it down after the inauguration.
Did you see the video of the dude that...
The electrified one?
Yeah, I bet you're feeling the burn now, hippie.
One guy says, finally took my Ted Cruz bumper sticker off on Friday. There you go. We have we have to give him a chance, and I'll see Obama 08 and Romney bumper stickers still to this day.
Our beautiful mother-to-be teacher, Ariel. Gosh, she looks beautiful in this photo. She says, I saw a Gore bumper sticker.
Okay.
Still got Gore out there.
Sarah Palin stickers. Some people are saying they're still out there.
I'm going rogue.
You know, the other thing that would worry me if I had a car with a sticker on it is just vandalism. I
mean, yeah, you're making yourself a target, like for people that don't agree with your line with your views.
Yeah,
or
your road choice. Rage.
Yeah.
Yeah, like we had the conversation. Would you let someone in or not let them in based on their type of car? Because you read that study, people with like high-end Mercedes, BMWs, Lexuses, we were less inclined to let someone in. There's got to be some psychological effect. If you see somebody with their car just covered in some opposing political viewpoint, you're like, not on my watch, homie. You're going to be sucking tailwind. Not a chance you're getting in.
There's this girl that actually lives above me, and she drives a Saturn, and the back is just plastered with Hillary stickers. And then there's a few like coexist stickers and stuff like that. But I'm just like,
whew. Yeah. Then meanwhile,
you are just asking for that bumper to be ripped off.
We got a dude in, not in my neighborhood, but up the street as you turn into mine, that's got a truck and a cross it. I mean, you got the stars, you got the Dixie, the Dixie flag, you got the take this rifle from my cold dead hands thing. NRA, everything. And that Salt Life sticker. Someone explain that to me.
Oh, I like the Salt Life.
What is that? Is that just people that like the ocean?
Yeah, it's like a fishing thing, a boating thing. People that all about that Salt Life. Oh. Here's a chick that we just got a picture sent to us. Not a bumper sticker, but a tattoo.
Saw that.
Trump is not my effing president. Right along her ribcage.
Wow. Okay, that's going
to
be
a little
there.
Harder to get off than a bumper sticker.
Interesting font she went with. Let's go to Blake in Arundel Mills. What's up, Blake?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey.
Hi. So I go to school at University of Baltimore, probably the most bluest county in Maryland, Baltimore. So I had a big Trump sign in the back of my truck, and I parked it in a garage, and I got a big old black penis painted all over it.
Oh, get him out!
Oh yeah!
They defaced it with a penis.
Yes, they did.
Okay, now were you mad or did you have a laugh?
I laughed at first, but you know, I think I know who did it because I was sitting in one of my classes, and conveniently, my professor was having a women's rights debate in my class, and I was wearing a shirt that I got off of politicallyerect.com.
Oh, Jesus, man! And what did it say?
It had that pose with Hillary. That had her face, she was like looking up in the air, and she had that dumbass smile on her face. And it said a nice four-letter word.
Ah, wow. Oh, you are a real treat. Thank you for the call.
I like this guy.
Yeah, well, it depends on what
baby. Stir that pot.
That four-letter word was, oh, my God. And being that it was a black penis that was drawn in there, hey, there's a good chance it wasn't drawn. It was traced. Let's go to Kendall in Bel Air on line two. Good morning, Kendall.
Morning. Hello.
Hi. Hi.
So, why didn't Monica Lewinsky vote for Hillary Clinton?
We're doing jokes.
You know what? I'm just going to turn that one down. Mike, get the answer off air. Kendall, not hanging up on you, but I can never trust the listeners. Why did the blank walk into the bar and then...
I think that's the shirt the guy was wearing.
Oh, man. Oh, you just touched something on your touchscreen and transferred over. I saw the original shirt, though, and... Wow.
He's had a four-letter word. That's the doozy of all female four-letter words.
I thought it said dude.
Starts with a C.
Ah, okay. Well, next Tuesday.
You think he wore that to class? You couldn't have worn that to class.
I can't wear my one R. Kelly shirt around here because it's inappropriate. Let's go to Kevin in Elkton. Kevin, good morning.
Morning, guys. How you doing?
How you doing, bud?
I'm doing pretty good. Yeah, my friend works in politics, and so does his father for the Democratic Party, so he has bumper stickers all the way back to the 80s. But he gave me a Clinton Gore sticker that I've been rocking for a little while.
Damn, that's old school, too.
So did you put it on, like, after the Clinton Gore election?
No. I'm only 30, so I was still a teenager when Clinton Gore was running for president.
Gotcha.
But it was, like, the first election, like, I remember, like, watching and taking notes on. So I was like, oh, yeah, this is great. And then Hillary Clinton ran, and everyone's like, idiot. Gore's not her candidate that she's running with. And I'm like, this is an old bumper sticker, people.
Now, by like keeping that on your car, like what are you looking to convey? What does that convey for you? Or what does it do for you?
Aside from just general support of the Democratic Party, I think it's just a little like chuckle that people get who know, like, you know, clearly they're not running, but oh, look, a vintage sticker. It's the only thing on my car, and I'm probably going to take it off because I've been getting razzed by morons.
Yeah, it's tough now. So is what do you think is going to happen with Trump? Is America ruined? You're a big Democrat, obviously.
I am, but honestly, I think we were screwed either way. I mean, I'm not sad or unhappy about either one because, I mean, they were just two terrible candidates.
Okay.
We should put you in touch with Paul Mittermeier. He has some very interesting takes on the whole thing. He's got some real hot one-legged takes.